Greg Pierce is Oregon Cinema. Alicia Dix has been with him all week and been with us. Come on down. He's already been laying some landmines for us. He's called the 11 minutes of 16 millimeter celluloid. We're about to see three motion picture test hops in audible, the usual inscrutable Greg Pierce title. When I started putting the program together, Steve Parr said, "Oh, I'm really glad you invited Greg to show some films. That guy always bends my mind."
Thank you. Once again, I want to thank Dan, just Orphanistas SC in general, for allowing me to participate again for the third time. Thank, or at least give this show up to Jeff Alexander, who couldn't make it for sickness reasons. So it's here for the Academic Film Archive of North America. In your program, did anybody get a photograph? I guess that's the first thing. Did anybody get a photograph? Just say yes or no. Yes. Okay. Anybody else get a photograph? No? Okay. The person that got a photograph, can you identify that person? They're in the room, but I mean, if you can pass it around to somebody who might know, and then they can hand that photograph to the person that it is. That's all it is. That's fine. Oh, you got one too? If you know him, yeah, take it to him. That's fine. And maybe you can help Dave, actually, because I think you probably know who Dave has. Dave has the other photograph. Can you take that, Anki? Stop it. I'm not. It's very scrutable, if you ask me. All right, anyway. So I have three films, about 10 minutes each. They're from my archive. They are all, the first one, physical science. Second one, medical science. The third one, pseudoscience. The first one, I'd like to thank Al Mahler, a deceased Pittsburgh filmmaker. Second one, I'd like to thank Stephen Parr for the generous gift from Oddball Film Video. And the third one, I'd like to thank my cinema comrade, Michael Johnson from Pittsburgh, whom I owe a great deal of debt to for creating the stuff that I do, and as well as helping me start Oregon in 93, along with Jeff Armstrong, who's now in Chicago. So maybe I'll see him when I travel to Chicago in May. I'll say something quickly after the last film. And that's it. Thank you. Actually, because it's fast. I never knew it was fast tax at the one at that point. It must have been early on. Ours was a fast tax. They left out one of the T's and combined the words. You know, combined it to one word. The first film I think was mainly shot with Gustav, 4,000 frames per second for the first for the Schlieren footage. It was all built, and we shot me at 4,000 frames. It could have been 8,000 frames per second. That literally took a half a second to shoot. And for any of the people that were privy to my face shaking like a year ago, that's what it was. And it's literally, this is what I did. I put water in my mouth to overdo it, but it's literally just it's that. And the film is out of there. That's how long it took to shoot it. It was zzz, and it was done. And then pieces of film are shredded at the end of the, just a 100-foot roll. Thanks again.